Aesop's Fables for You. 2.
The Fox and the Goat. A thirsty fox looks for water.
It's so hot today, and I'm so thirsty. There's no water anywhere.
The fox keeps looking. Far away, he sees something.
Wait, what's that? I think it's a well. I'm saved. There must be water there.
The fox runs towards the well. He is very happy.
I was right. There's lots of water here. It looks so cold and delicious. But how can I get the water? The well looks very deep. Oh, what shall I do?
The fox thinks and thinks.
I can't stand it anymore. I'm too thirsty. I'll just jump in. Here I go.
The fox jumps into the well.
It's so cool in here. The water tastes so fresh and cold. I can drink it all day. But wait a minute. This well is deeper than I thought. My paws can't reach the top. Oh my! Now I'm in big trouble. How can I get out? There's no one nearby. There's no one to help me. What have I done?
The fox is very scared. He can't think of a way to get out of the well. He cries all morning. Then he hears a familiar voice from far away. Suddenly, he has a good idea.
I'm thirsty and hot. Where is the water? I need a drink right now.
The goat sees the same well. He walks towards the well.
Aha! There's a well. I found some water. I can have a drink there. Thank goodness.
The goat gets closer to the well. He hears a familiar voice.
What was that? Who said that? I don't see anyone around. Where did the voice come from?
The goat keeps looking around, but can't find anyone.
This is strange. I heard a voice. But there's no one around.
I'm here, goat. I'm inside the well.
Inside the well? Whose voice was that?
The goat looks into the well.
Oh my goodness, Fox. What are you doing down there?
I was thirsty. So I came down here for a drink.
How is the water? Is it fresh and cold?
Of course. The water down here is fantastic. It's the best water I've ever tasted. and I'm enjoying it all by myself.
Well, I'm thirsty too. Can I come down and join you? I just need one drink.
Well, let me think about it.
The fox pretends to be thinking about something.
Come on, Fox. I'm your friend. Let me come down.
Well, all right. Just this once. I didn't want to share the water with anyone. But since you are my friend, I'll let you come down.
Thanks a lot, Fox. You are too generous. I'm coming down now.
The goat also jumps into the well and makes a big splash.
Welcome, goat. Try the water. How is it?
It is delicious. This is the best water in the world. Thank you for sharing it with me.
It's nothing. I'm just glad you like it. But don't you think it's too crowded in here? It was fine when I was alone. Now it's too small.
I'm sorry. Should I get out now?
No, it's okay. I've had enough water for today. I'll be leaving now. You can drink some more.
Thank you, Fox. You are too kind.
Keep drinking. I'll just step on your back and climb out now.
The fox steps on the goat's back and swiftly gets out of the well.
Thank goodness! I'm out!
Are you there, Fox? I am finished drinking. I want to get out now. Help me up, please.
I'm sorry, goat. I can't help you. If I do, I might fall in again.
Please help me out. I'm not thirsty anymore, and it's getting dark in here.
That's too bad, goat. You should have thought of a way out before. Next time, think before you act, okay? Oh, I'm busy. I must be going.
Don't leave me here alone, Fox. I'm afraid. How can I get out by myself?
Trick another foolish animal like yourself. Good luck. Goodbye.
Moral: Think carefully before you act.